In a letter Friday, the group of investors said Kohl's seemed to be more comfortable performing just slightly better than the worst companies in retail. The letter comes from the same group of investors that were rebuffed last month when they tried to take over the company's board of directors. Their latest complaints come after the retailer released earnings last week, showing revenue down 20% last year compared to 2019. Collectively, the investors control nearly 10% of Kohl's stock. In a statement, Kohl's pushed back on their complaints, saying the group was focused on short-term payout at the expense of sustainable success. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.